This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we broadcast to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the world, around the world, and via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, and I do mean everybody, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler as at the Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. Well, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we are going to mention the update that we've got here on Tiger Woods. He is very lucky young man to be alive. And the reason that he's alive after what happened to him with his vehicle is he was wearing his seatbelt after the car rolled over. They don't even know how many times, but it actually traveled 500 feet off the road down an embankment, and it probably rolled all the way down is what they're saying. Now, he has got two compound fractures in his leg. They had to obviously reset those. They put him in a pair of masked pants. For anybody that's an EMT or a paramedic or knows anything about what we do on ambulances, that means that he was in really rough shape when it came to his legs. I do believe his prognosis, because of his youth and his physical condition, is probably such that he'll be able to get through this. But Denise, as you know as well as I do, the guy's going to be literally bedridden for a while and then in a wheelchair for a while before he can get back to doing anything. I would say it'd be a year and a half to 2 years.
Well, medicine is coming off a long way. You know, with the fact that they can do these joint replacements as they have, and the technologies that they use is really quite remarkable. So, I'm not a doctor by a long stretch. So I would say that, the airbags were a significant help.
Yes.
And, you know, beyond that, I think that he'll, you know, he's got the money, he's got the wealth to seek the best people out there, physical therapists and all of that. So, I don't know how long it will be, but it is a pretty remarkable thing on what doctors can do.
Yeah. Now let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, Scout Reb from Lakewood, Colorado. We would like to say that they vaccinated a lot of the elderly here in Jefferson County, Colorado. So it's time to take those masks off and get back.
Okay, time to take the masks off and get back to work. Well, I don't disagree with that, and get back to school, correct?
Well, we have a little bit of a supply chain problem that's going on because of the weather that's been happening. I suspect that they have been able to solve some of that supply chain issue such that they will be able to vaccinate more people now. So that's a good thing. It's kind of speed up that process.
Yeah. Now, yesterday there was some discussion about the Iran nuclear deal. Joe Biden said his spokesperson, Jen Psaki, said that he was willing to rejoin the nuclear deal if Iran showed strict compliance. I'm laughing about that one. But here's what was said.
Even as Iran shows signs of backing away from a global nuclear deal, the Biden administration is prepared to pursue it if Iran comes back into strict compliance with it.
We are looking to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon, and we believe diplomacy is the best way to do that.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki emphasizes that the U.S. does not plan any sanctions relief before any possible talks with Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
All righty, well, full speed ahead, huh?
Look, the one thing that nobody is really saying when it comes to going back into the JCPOA is that Iran has been in noncompliance the entire time,
mm-hmm.
which is the reason that the Trump administration left the deal. And so it isn't just about the threat of Zarif saying that they're going to enrich uranium up to 60%, it is that nobody is speaking about the non-declared sites, the lack of inspections. They have had inspections, but the inspections are kind of like the ones that went on with the World Health Organization when they went to Wuhan. The inspections mean nothing because Iran won't let the inspectors look at what they need to look at, and that's because they've been in noncompliance. So, they're just, you know, we're back to the media, including that at the White House, not telling it all in the way it needs to be told.
Alrighty, here comes the music. When we come back, we're going to talk about Iraq, and we had another rocket attack in Iraq. Wait till I tell you what the United States has said through their proxies to the people there at the U.S. Embassy. Oh well, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You most certainly are, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor, that's Pete and Seth Talbot, that gave me a website so I can tell you about the product. The website is relieffactor.com/captain. And the ingredients in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation and even lower or eliminate pain by going straight to the source of the pain. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It also supports healthy joints and muscles, helps in the healing process. And for $19.95, you can start with the three-week quick start and see what it will do for you. Now, the three-week quick start is just that. It's a initial program to get you out of pain, get you out of discomfort, and if you like it, it just automatically goes to automatic monthly or bi-monthly shipments, whichever it is you want to do. So, relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out and see if they can get you out of pain. Alrighty. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's about Lisa Murkowski? This is kind of like Mitt Romney, sort of. Lisa Murkowski has said Alaska was openly targeted by the Biden executive order about energy. And she is holding back or holding up or something with this confirmation hearing from the Halen person, which I believe is what is that? What is that person doing?
I don't know who that person is, so I can't really respond to that. Let's see here. That person was confirmed. Oh. Is about to be confirmed. That's the I think that's the Department of the Interior.
Yeah. That's the one that has the lands because they stopped drilling.
She's a Native American, quote unquote. Her confirmation has not been going well.
No. No. Neither has, what's her face, Tandon.
Yeah, Neera Tandon, and then Javier Becerra.
Mm-hmm. Well, none of them deserve to be cabinet people, in my opinion.
No, no. They're not there because of qualifications. They're there because of race equity.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay, well, we'll see where that goes, but I'm a little surprised that Lisa Murkowski's stepped up. Now, Ken Cuccinelli, who is the former, Attorney General from Virginia, is that right?
Yeah, but he's been the acting deputy of the Department of Homeland Security.
Okay, he is going to lead the initiative to take on the Democrats' H.R. 1 election bill. Now, the House of Representatives, the Democrats over there, have all signed on to the bill, the H.R. 1 bill, for the people.
Well, as I said on your show last night, that it has left. H.R. 1 is passed the Budget Committee, and now it's gone to the Rules Committee.
Yep.
I don't know if it has left the Rules Committee or not. Once it leaves the Rules Committee, then it goes to the full House for vote. What the timing is on that, I do not know.
Mm.
But Ken Cuccinelli will work with the Republicans and as many Democrats that may be politically in trouble as he can to not get the votes for it to pass in the House, but certainly not so in the Senate.
Okay. We have got Mary on the line here. Good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. It looks like the person nominated for Human Health Services for tomorrow, the hearing is tomorrow, Dr. Rachel Levine, looks like she's into these sex change operations for children, which involves giving them the hormone suppressors and all of that. If you can find the film on what she's made in the past, it's really worth watching. A lot of people aren't aware of that process. But you can't be giving those things to kids under 18 years old. They really don't understand what's going on at that age. But she's up for the hearing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, yeah, that's another one that doesn't deserve being there.
I mean, if you can just kind of look at her and know that.
I know.
Anyway.
Anyway, we'll move right along. Now, the Capitol Police Chief yesterday, I believe his name was Steve Schaud or something like that, he came out and he said the Capitol rioters actually struck the Capitol 20 minutes before the end of Trump's speech at the rally.
Well, the other thing that came out is that the FBI... the night before had actually published a report on what they suspected and forecasted could happen based on the social media harvesting that they had done. And in that hearing, it seemed like we still don't know who received the FBI report. Ron Johnson had sent some letters, and he asked the witnesses yesterday how many of them got his letter, and none of them had gotten it. So there is a colossal breakdown somewhere. And I think some of them had taken on the attitude that all prior Trump rallies had been very peaceful, very calm, very joyful. And this one went sideways, but it went sideways because of a handful of people and not because of the masses. The Democrats kept calling it an armed insurrection, insurgents, and it turns out that when it came to actual weapons and a handgun, there were only two. And those two never even went into the Capitol building.
Well, then let me ask you a question. Why do they keep saying that there were 24 people that had weapons? They weren't guns, but they were clubs, they were knives, they were whatever they were, but they say that they were weapons, because that's come out again.
Well, but they get away with it. You know, they get away with not speaking accurately and succinctly of what happened there.
But that's only 24 out of a couple hundred or so, right?
At least a couple hundred, yes. And, of course, there are some police officers that were in the mix. Some interesting truths came out yesterday at the hearing.
Well, hopefully there'll be some more eventually down the line. We'll be able to figure this out. By the way, Nancy Pelosi's name keeps popping up in all the middle of this. I've heard people say that she is the one responsible, her office is the one responsible for the oversight of the Capitol Police. Is that true?
There's a committee, and the committee actually reports to her and on the House side and to McConnell on the Senate side. So, she's playing kind of stupid on the whole thing, too.
Okay. Little Dr. Fauci, the gift that keeps on giving, is under extreme scrutiny for all these mixed messages he's got on vaccines, reopenings, masks, traveling. Even though you've had the vaccine, you can't go with a mask and go out to eat. Don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. I mean, come on.
Well, my husband and I were actually talking about this last night, and he reminded me. He said, you know, before Fauci, everybody decided they didn't like him anymore, including Laura Ingraham. He said, you were, meaning me, that I was about 2 weeks ahead of everybody, saying that this guy is a little slippery, and he clearly is.
Yeah. We've talked about it for about a year, you and I.
He is not, in fact, going to ever say that the United States is safe enough to completely reopen and go back to normal life. It's not in him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the demand needs to be, and I would see if Laura wants to lead the charge, Laura Ingraham, she needs to say, I want other experts in the mix. And I've been saying that for quite some time, because surely he can't be the only one.
Mm. Yeah, surely. But then again, who knows, right? Okay, how about this one? Here's a great way to end. Florida is turning out to be the model for the GOP's future.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm there. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a good day. Don't play too much tennis and stay out of the heat.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. That's Denise Simon, everybody, from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great articles that she writes. Meanwhile, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is heading to Texas later this week after historic winter storms. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Texas on Friday.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Bidens will land in Houston and have meetings with state and local officials.
While in Texas, the president will also visit a COVID health center where vaccines are being distributed.
The Lone Star State finally thawing out after being devastated by a historic winter storm and Arctic blast.
And four members of the board of Texas's power grid operator will resign following the blackouts during last week's storms. The board's chairwoman, vice chairman, and two other members announced their intent Tuesday to resign from the board of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. More than 3 million people were left without power during the brutal winter weather last week, with ERCOT citing frozen equipment for the loss of power output. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two campuses to serve you, where you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech, and then the grass is green anywhere you want to go. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another one down here in Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater, Florida. So either way, you want to ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, what I would suggest is you give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at either one of their facilities, the one in Concord, Mass., if that's closer to you, up there by Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Either way, take the tour. You'll find out what it is that's going on. Now, yesterday, again, rockets targeting the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. One managed to land in the courtyard, so they got close with one. And one person was slightly injured, is what we're being told. Did some damage to some of the vehicles in the courtyard. But the U.S. said they will not lash out at Iran. And that is playing right into the hands of Iran and their attempts to destabilize Iraq, because do you think for one second they're going to stop doing it when they hear something like that? Of course not. And when you talk about the proxies of Iran and all that, a little more than a week ago, two vessels were interdicted off the Somali coast by the USS Winston Churchill. A search and seizure team, which boarded the dhows that to carry out a flag verification, discovered a cache of weapons consisting of thousands of AK-47s, light crew-served machine guns, RPGs, ammunition, and other equipment, all bound for Somalia. Now, for about a decade, Iran has been smuggling weapons through the Arabian Sea to the Horn of Africa, into Yemen, Somalia, and anywhere else they could get them into. And the U.S. and our allies have interdicted several shipments every year, tracing the weapons back to Iran. It's not a very difficult task, as a matter of fact, once you know what to look for. But get this one. The photographs from the most recent seizure have been verified and identified as not to be of Iranian origin. They're Russian weapons. They're Russian weapons. Not to be surprised, right? So be careful what you wish for, and remember, these guys are in it to win it at whatever cost. Does not matter to them. They're in it to win it. By the way, the U.S. Navy, U.S. Air Force, and cyber warfare needs to start taking a larger share of the defense budget if the U.S. is going to compete with China, according to what we're seeing right now that's been going on out there. Now, in the green zone in Baghdad, you never know what's going to happen there. And when the rockets come sailing in there, first thing you have to do is take cover, take shelter, and make sure you don't get hit or killed. And then you go back to try to find out where the rockets came from. Well, guess what? We're not doing that anymore, because we're not going to lash out at Iran. Just thought I'd throw that in there. By the way, Air Force, U.S. Air Force B-1B Lancer bombers from Dias Air Force Base in Texas arrived in Norway as part of a training mission in Europe, marking the first time U.S. bombers have operated out of that Scandinavian country. And NATO kicked off its annual Dynamic Manta anti-submarine warfare exercise yesterday in the Mediterranean, with this year's itineration including an American nuclear-powered attack sub and the French carrier strike group as it passes by the exercise's operating area off Sicily. Now, reports of a new coronavirus breakout in Japan's capital fell to their lowest level since November, while those in South Korea's largest city spiked after the recent New Year holiday theme there that went on. Also, Resilient Shield 2021, a computer-based drill involving the United States and Japan, began on Monday, a week after Chinese ships trespassed in Japanese waters. You're going to be seeing a lot of that lately. A lot of that coming up anyway. By the way, As service members return to work on Monday at bases across portions of the south and southeastern part of the U.S., officials were determining the full effects of last week's winter storm. They're assessing damage, and there has been plenty. Also, the Alabama governor, Kay Ivey, said she welcomed a federal review of the decision to move the Space Command headquarters from Colorado to Huntsville, saying that she believes that it'll confirm the decision to move it to her state. And we need your help, Lloyd Austin says, calling on the troops to help fight extremism in the ranks. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin called on members of the military to share their experiences with extremism in a 60-day push aimed at reducing the scourge in the ranks. We'll see how that plays out. We just found out yesterday that then-President Donald Trump in 2019 offered North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a ride back home on Air Force One following their Vietnam summit. That came from a former administration official who was on the trip. We did not know that. We do know. Now, one of the other things that is transpiring here is what the Navy is up to. Now, instead of training in Virginia Beach, Navy divers are training under 3 foot of ice in Minnesota. Now, it dipped to 9 below zero before dawn last Friday at Camp Ripley in Minnesota, the same as Barrow, Alaska, the northernmost port of point in the United States, which is why Chief Warrant Officer Second Grade Joshua Slack has no doubts that his divers are getting the right training for the Navy's stepped-up interest in Arctic operations. That's going to be interesting. By the way, the U.S. Air Force is looking for ways to better protect its B-2 Sprint bombers from a future electromagnetic pulse or EMP attack. This comes from the solicitation posted on the government's acquisition and awards website. Now, the 19th Airlift Wing at Little Rock Air Force Base in Little Rock, Arkansas, launched an investigation after a 19th Security Forces Squadron airman discharged his weapon into a classroom wall during a dry fire training, which means the weapon was not supposed to be loaded. Wow. Too close for comfort. All right, we're coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Two Guys Shows, Two Guys Gun Shows, that is. And you can go over to their website, twoguysshows.com. Find out where their next show is going to be. And if you want to get your concealed carry permit and you want to take the training to do that, you can sign up for it right there at twoguysshows.com. Do that. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll be glad you did, and you'll be part of the way there. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is back with us again. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, the Fed Chair, Jerome Powell, made it clear yesterday that the Federal Reserve will keep its interest rate target near zero for the foreseeable future. Talk about that.
Well, do they have a choice? And if they raise interest rates, let's just put this into perspective. They go ahead and they decide to start raising interest rates. How are we going to pay all this debt that the United States keeps recouping? I mean, you're talking about absolutely, like, our budget is bad now. But when interest payments start going through the roof, then what's going to happen? Again, I this has been going on. I didn't start with Jerome Powell, started with Alan Greenspan. This idea that we need to artificially keep rates at ridiculously low levels, and this is just—it's something that's not good for savers. Very, very difficult. It's just they don't have no such thing. There's no sort of risk-free return. return that you used to be able to get. I mean, you used to be able to put your money into a savings account. You used to buy a CD for a period of time, and you would get a level of return. They keep telling us again and again and again. This is one of the biggest lies out there. I'm so sick and tired of having all of these wizards of smart lie to us, telling us that there's no inflation. There's tons of inflation. It's everywhere. You see it in home prices. You see it in food. You see it in commodities. You see it everywhere. Yet we're told, no, 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 there's no inflation. Inflation is benign. That's a lie.
Well, I've got the comments that were made by Powell in front of the Senate Banking Committee. Here's the first one. The economic recovery remains uneven and far from complete, and the path ahead is highly uncertain. Then he went on to say that the Fed will continue to support the economy with ultra-low interest rates and large-scale bond purchases until substantial further progress has been made. He added that a full recovery is likely to take some time yet.
That's the lie right there. I mean, the reality is that there's a ton of money that's out there. The money supply is absolutely huge. Okay, you want ultra-low interest rates, you can get a mortgage that's at a lower rate. But the reality is when mortgage rates come down, the price of the house just goes up. It's an inverse relationship. If mortgage rates were at, you know, let's say 8 to 10% for a 30-year mortgage, the price of the home would come down. It's just a function of what's affordable at that point in time. For major corporations out there, maybe that they can go out and they can get money at a cheaper rate, but do you think it matters to a small business owner that cannot? The entire idea is just patently absurd. I mean, they come up and they say these things, and everybody just kind of nods their head without actually thinking. Everybody's going to wake the hell up. I mean, the reality is there's a ton of inflation out there. These ultra-low interest rates have not been helpful by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, it's helped big government, but that's just about it.
Well, as the stocks rise, reversing tech-driven slides and bond yields are climbing. So it's very confusing to an investor unless they really know what they're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, bond rates came up a little bit. They're still at, you know, ridiculously low levels. I mean, I'm not going to, lend money to a government and get no return for a period of time. And, you know, in essence, because of inflation, you're losing money. I mean, cash is a loser right now. I mean, you hold on to cash, you're losing money based upon inflation. You're not getting any rate of return.
Now, we heard from Home Depot yesterday. And they became the supplier to millions during the pandemic. Now, the housing market was amongst the very few bright spots for the U.S. economy last year in the lockdown. And Home Depot racked up an unprecedented $132 billion in sales for 2020. And sales grew even stronger in the final quarter of the year, surging 25% in the last quarter of 2020.
They're not the only ones. There's many companies out there that the pandemic, it was actually beneficial to them based upon the type of products that they sell and what people were doing. A lot of people, you know, around the house say, you know, maybe I'll do some work on the house. You know, I can't go here, there, and everywhere, and that was beneficial.
Okay. Tesla, by the way, sank below the price at which it entered the Standard & Poor's 500 index years ago.
Last year, it entered the S&P 500. It's stock, a lot of tech stocks getting beat up. Again, you got to take a look at the frothy levels that they've achieved over the past year and a half. And they're due, without a doubt, they were due for a pullback.
Now, should we be concerned that Wells Fargo sold their asset management arm for $2.1 billion?
Listen, if you're silly enough to actually allow Wells Fargo's asset managers to manage your money, what they say about a fool and his money? They haven't done a good job by their clients. I mean, based upon all the news, I mean, at some point in time, people, you have to understand who you're doing business with. And these big banks and these big investment firms one story after another of them fleecing their clients. You can sell it to whoever, but, you know, same thing. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Now, Facebook has been having quite an interesting time down in Australia with a news ban. And they came out yesterday and they said that they will soon lift their Australian news ban.
It wasn't a very good look. I don't know what Facebook was thinking, you know, almost like trying to shake down a government. And actually, there was a deal that was struck between News Corp and Google, where Google's going to actually start paying News Corp for their what they produce. And this has been an issue since, you know, the Internet started with you know, starting to make, you know, publications free. And the idea how newspapers and organizations are going about monetizing their business and paying to keep the lights on. And quite frankly, I mean, a lot of things. I mean, you take a look at, you know, simple things like classified ads that have gone by the wayside that were big, you know, 35, 40 years ago. You know, it's hurt, in my opinion, it's hurt the level of journalism. I don't think we have the quality that we used to have by any stretch of the imagination. It's all driven by, you know, again, let's try to get people in and clicking on a story, and they may not read the story, so it's headline-driven. And oftentimes you get this confirmation bias. This is why you have these publications that lean far right, far left, rather than more often not just, you know, going out there and as a journalist calling it like you're supposed to call it, which is, you know, what happened exactly.
So Florida is suddenly turning into the model for the GOP's future. What do you think of that?
Well, we've talked about this for a while. I mean, Florida's done everything right. Just as far as the pandemic is concerned, as far as, you know, taxes are concerned, you know, got areas of the state of Florida which continue to boom and continue to get stronger and stronger. I do think that, you know, Florida's got one more cog that it's going to really work on, but it's heading in that direction,
yep.
And that's education and allowing money to follow the kids. It's great.
I got a question for you from Eric. Eric is saying, does Chris see negative interest rates being applied in the United States as it has been in the European markets?
Would it surprise me? No, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I think we'll get close to that. I do, because again, we end up, because we actually have a little bit of, you know, a small rate of return on our debt, at least it makes it a little bit more attractive than European debt. The idea that some of these European nations and what they're paying on their debt, it doesn't make any sense. There's no logic or reason of what's going on right now.
So what are you doing today?
Ah, the usual. I got to do my homework. I got to do my podcast. I got to do my guest appearances, like on your program, and all sorts of good stuff.
Well, that's because you've been coming over here for about 20 years.
Yep.
We're dating ourselves. All right, you have yourself a great day, my friend, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check it out, and find out all the great things that he has to offer. All right, I'll be right back with Colonel Jim Worster coming up here after the top of the hour news.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.